You're listening to Real World News, Extractive Industries.
Interview to Luis Uribe, Director of the Institute of Development and International Cooperation Studies from the Basque Country. Luis Uribe, who is participating in the International Verification Mission on the Effects of Mining in Guatemala, told Real World Radio some of the conclusions that can be gathered from the work in the countryside in the northeast of Guatemala. Uribe highlighted the arrogance of the private companies linked to mining, which is complemented with the permissiveness of the public authorities in terms of repressing the resistance of the communities who oppose these processes. The European Observer also highlighted the strength of the communities when it comes to defending their territories, habitat, and their own worldview. It is worth mentioning that the process of granting new licenses has been preceded by several community consultations in the most isolated regions of Guatemala, which in addition of being participatory, have a strong emotional feature. Community consultations are a traditional and ancestral process for the indigenous communities on internal or external issues that affect them, but they have been disqualified and stigmatized by the current legislation and by Western mechanisms of citizen participation. In many cases, the discussion carried out by Guatemalan authorities has been reduced to a negotiation on the royalties generated by the open pit extraction, particularly of gold. This mining industry, in addition to destroying the mineral richness of the Guatemalan soil, implies the pouring of tons of toxic products, especially cyanide, into water sources which are essential for the life of the rural communities. The communities state, even if we get 100% of the royalties, our answer is still no.
You're listening to Real World News.